You're listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hey, happy Friday. I can't believe the week has gone so fast. This week, the highlight of the week has been receiving a new laptop. I'm not the owner, I'm merely a steward. Actually, Server Eth Network owns my computer. But it's just really awesome compared to the one I had. I have a Dell Asperian 1520. It's a larger computer than what I had before. I can't even fit it in my bag. I have to get a new bag for it. But it has an Intel Core 2 dual processor, and it has a lot more memory, and it's just a lot faster than my previous laptop. So getting used to Windows Vista, as well as Microsoft Office 2007, especially the Outlook, is like completely different. Well, not completely different, but a lot of new features I'm not used to. So that's been interesting. Just checking out the news today, Fox News reports the father of a Marine killed in Iraq sues church for cheering death, appeals to public online for help. This is actually, he's talking about Westboro Baptist Church out of Wichita, Kansas, which has been known of, that's gone around protesting different funerals. I'll just read the first couple paragraphs here. So the family of a Marine killed in Iraq has sued a Baptist church for picketing their son's funeral, and is turning the internet to drum up support. Albert Snyder, the father of fallen Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, took the stand this week in Baltimore, in the Baltimore trial against the Westboro Baptist Church, and testified that protesters waving signs at Matthew's burial made him nauseous. He wanted a private service for his son. They turned this funeral into a media circus, and they wanted to hurt my family, Snyder said on the stand Wednesday. They wanted their message heard. They didn't care who they stepped over. My son should have been buried with dignity, not with a bunch of clowns outside. The family, Snyder family, sued against the church, whose members have picketed the funerals of military personnel killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, claiming the deaths are punishment for God. The country's tolerance of homosexuality could cost close to $100,000. The law firm representing them said, "That is why Albert Snyder is asking for the community's help on the website MatthewSnyder.org. This would be a significant financial drain on them," George Werner, a spokesperson for the Barley and Snyder law firm, no relation to Matthew Snyder's family, told Fox News. "They're looking for support both emotionally and financially to fund the case against the church. The family concluded that reaching out to the public would help in both ways and would be very beneficial." Now, I'm generally not in favor of suing churches. However, Valley had the... I don't want to say privilege because it really wasn't, but Westboro Baptist Church decided to picket Valley Church as well. And, you know, these people are just evil. And I couldn't imagine what this father went through, what the family went through. I mean, a funeral, that I don't understand why these people are doing that. So I think they need to have something done. This church, while I'm in favor of free speech, I don't know, something needs to be done with this church. I just pray that God would discipline the pastor and would discipline this congregation, because they are just, what they're doing is completely unbiblical and gives a black eye to the name of Christ. So, just be praying for this family and for this whole situation. Pretty disappointing to see it when a church does that. Fortunately, I think most people know, I would hope, that this church is on the is a fringe element and not representative of mainstream Christianity. Anyway, we're going to be studying, shifting gears here. We're studying Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 this week in my adult Bible fellowship. And it starts off with this. The Apostle Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus. And it says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." You know, just reading those first three verses, if someone just picked this up and read from there, it's like, wow, incredibly bad news. And it is bad news. I mean, that was the condition that we were in before we knew Christ. But I want to encourage those reading, especially if you're a follower of Christ, the key word here is, "And you were dead, and you once walked in those trespasses and sins." But there's been a change, and we see that in verse 4. It says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." See, we were once walking in our sins and our trespasses, and now God has prepared good works for us to walk in now that we're followers of Christ. And the whole thing, hopefully the whole thing you understand through verses 1 through 10 here, is that we had nothing to do with any of this. This was all a work of God. It's all by grace, so that no one can boast. So praise God. But if you don't know Christ, you are still dead in your trespasses and sins. You're still following the prince of the power of the air, and that's Satan. And you're still considered a son of disobedience, and you're still a child of wrath. But now, praise God, because of what Jesus did on the cross, we can be, John 1:12-13 says that we can become children of God, no longer children of wrath. So, just something to praise God going on the weekend for. I hope you have a great weekend. It's going to be cooler here, but that's all right. It's October. Great football weather, though. Anyway, I'll catch you later.